Before you tuck into this lovely podcast, you may be warned that there are words that you may not wish to hear. Some of these words may be a little sweary, so if you have a toddler nearby, place them in a different room and remove any elderly people from the nearby area. These words may include, but not be limited to...
I like a slightly brown banana. I don't like a green banana.
Nice,
and I will time my banana purchases so I have the perfect banana every day.
Yeah.
Well, adults don't use toasty makers.
That's true. In my mind, dishwashers are for plates, mugs, glasses, cutlery. End of story. Yeah, what would you make an Instagram about that was a hobby?
Musicals.
Don't talk with your mouth full. Unless you're talking about food, in which case it's useful. And that's just what we're about to do. It's all the with me and Michael, and they're cutting every tip so vital.
That tastes great.
It's a bit of a mouthful.
Hello and welcome back to the A Bit of a Mouthful podcast. This is episode 6 and I think we're on a roll. We've got made it to episode 6 and I'm already stumbling over my words because I'm so fucking excited about being on the most incredible podcast in the world. I am joined by...
It's me, Will.
Who are you, Will?
I do cooking and things, and I do things on the internet with things.
And Sophie, who are you?
I am Sophie.
No way.
Weird. Yeah. I cook stuff, I eat stuff.
And this week, we are going to be talking about all sorts. Will pimps a packet ramen, sweet corn is always low rent, I'm invited for dinner and find out, so is everyone else. Who the hell cleans a toasty maker with a dustpan and brush? Shared house dishwasher etiquette. Sweet potatoes are rubbish. Sophie cooks up a Mexican sweet corn that's so delicious we almost go off air. And Will pairs crisps from the Polish deli with Sly Dog spiced rum. That is a tongue twister. Enjoy.
That was so good.
Done.
You nailed that.
What we had for dinner last night.
What we had for dinner last night.
I would like to know, both of you, what did you have for dinner last night?
Do you want to kick off, Will?
Well, I actually would like to kick off, but I had... My dinner last night was so good that I had some left over. I thought I'd actually bring you some in.
That's so nice.
You're really good at not looking at the microphone. I just like to let everyone know that Will is a nightmare. He's a nightmare. He's looking around
everywhere.
What are you looking
at? I'm looking at the microwave because I want to go and heat
it up. Go and heat it up.
No, I should probably tell you what it is first.
No. We can guess while you're heating up.
I think it might be something that involves maybe some beans.
No, but he said that he doesn't like beans.
It's not beans.
You don't like beans?
He doesn't like baked beans. I'm sure we had a massive conversation.
Not baked beans, but maybe like a white bean, a haricot bean or a butter bean.
No, you've got it wrong, Soph. I'm going to tell you what I had. So basically, you know how people always try and pimp out like packet noodle ramens?
Yeah.
I see it all the time.
You always do it. I hate it, especially some food media platforms. They do it all the time. So annoying.
Have we done it? Have you done it at Mob? Haven't you?
Yeah.
pimped out
ultimate bacony packet noodles.
Pimped out peanut packet noodles, that's what I was gonna say. So basically I decided yesterday I bought some of those Merguez sausages from Swaledale to prepare for...
It's a classic purchase. You said that as though that's something
that's
that
what
someone
we've all
does.
Got.
No, well
around.
Yeah, so I bought some nice sausages
I
figured that why would I buy some nice sausages from a nice place. If I'm going to do an order, I may as well order like some extra bits. So I thought, okay, I'll order a small shoulder of lamb. So I ordered a small shoulder of lamb. And then I thought, okay, well, I've got this small shoulder of lamb. I may as well cook it. So I put it in at about 2 o'clock yesterday and I covered it.
In the slow cooker?
In the oven on like 1:30.
Nice.
Literally just left it in there for like 4 or 5 hours. And I basically toasted black peppercorns. I read a recipe that uses Szechuan peppercorns. Obviously, I couldn't get my hands on Szechuan peppercorns, so I just used black. Well, you can.
Could have got my hands on some for you.
Been good. But where I was at the time, you know, in Shepherd's Bush.
I know a guy.
You know a guy.
Yeah. South London.
Is it your friend?
No, it's not my friend.
There's a lot of Szechuan peppercorns in South London.
Yeah.
I couldn't get Szechuan peppercorns, so toasted.
You get a text from this guy, like, every couple of weeks just telling you what he's got.
Oh, right,
it's like Szechuan peppercorns.
I think I know
all kinds of spices.
Yeah, all sorts of spices. Yeah. But anyway, so I toasted them with chili flakes and cumin seeds, then ground it up, mixed it with salt, MSG, and like 6 cloves of garlic, and then literally just added a bit of olive oil, made a paste, rubbed it over the lamb and then slow cooked it in tin foil for ages. And then I had like some enoki mushrooms and bean sprouts and some pak choy and whatever with a hot packet noodle and a mushroom packet noodle with all the stuff mixed in. And I added like chicken stock and some of the lamb juice, but I bought just some of the lamb so that we can taste it.
Incredible.
And I think it's probably about to be done.
Wow, that was so seamless.
It's been unbelievable. It's been in there for a while, so I'm going to go and grab that.
This is maybe one of the fanciest pimped out packet noodles I've ever heard.
Is it exploded?
No. The microwave's on fire, listener.
Yes, it's obviously very hot.
Oh my God, there's so much condensation.
Go and get something that you can hold it with, Will.
So Will is currently trying to put his bare hands around a bowl that's been in the microwave for about 5 minutes and is surprised that it's burning him.
Before you eat it, Will, that will be hot, by the way. Nice. Well, I can't wait to eat this. In the meantime, while he preps this, his leftovers, Sophie, what did you have for dinner last night?
I actually also had noodles for dinner last
night. Oh my God.
This is weird.
That is weird.
I wasn't in charge of dinner last night, which is a pleasant rarity.
Mm-hmm.
And Kumar cooked me dinner, and it was a kind of rice noodly broth with loads of lemongrass and chili and chicken and... what else was in it? There was sweet corn in it, which I'm usually anti. I was actually talking to Seema about this yesterday.
Ooh, I don't like sweet corn. I think sweet corn, no offense, Kumar, makes every meal look budget. It looks budget straight away. You could make the most incredible dish, and if you put sweet corn in it, suddenly it looks like it's a school
dinner. Yeah,
tinned
sweet corn does do that. But I mean, I felt a bit snooty about it, but then eating it, I really, really loved it. So I take back my tinned sweet corn snobbery. The way you also make it even better is I put not one, but two different chili things in it.
Okay.
Number one, Lao Gan Ma crispy chili oil, which I put on everything.
Nice.
So great. The second thing is a new addition to my fridge, which I know Will is also a big fan of, cold sauce.
Cold sauce.
Cold. It's
cold sauce. Cold sauce.
Yeah, a cold sauce.
A cold sauce.
Yeah, cold sauce.
Just a crispy little crispy little thing on the lip.
Yeah, lovely. Get that in there.
Nom,
delicious.
Nom.
Yummy, yummy.
No, cold sauce is a very delicious fermented chili sauce.
So good.
Okay. And it makes... I can't even describe the flavour. It's like funky...
Well, don't. Don't then. If you can't describe
don't
it,
fucking
don't
bother.
Try.
I can give
it's
it a go.
Funky scotch bonnet, fruitiness.
Where do I buy that?
You can get
it online.
Yeah, it's... not a supermarket thing, I don't think.
No,
so Drew, the guy that makes it, he makes it like these huge batches all the time. And he's always like, he's so obsessed with like different peppers and all this stuff. And it's kind of like more of like a sort of like Bayesian style hot sauce. It's kind of like, it's more like
fruity.
But like the heat is just like so perfect. Like it's like
that on a fried egg.
I stir life-changing. I stir like a tablespoon into scrambled eggs.
I've seen you do this, and I actually did this morning in a cook along.
Yeah.
Because I was inspired by seeing you do it, and it is phenomenal.
It's delicious.
Yeah, get your hands on cold sauce.
Yeah, K-O-L-D sauce.
It really does.
It's
like
funny because it's hot sauce, right? But it's cold sauce.
That's very funny.
You have to keep it in the fridge.
You certainly do. It's live as well, so the flavour develops
over
time.
Yeah,
because
it's fermented.
Like fermented.
Oh my God, this
changes every day.
Actually, you've piqued my interest now.
I'm going to give everyone a little... it's still quite hot, but I'd like you all to try some of this sauce.
Is this the entire thing, or is this just the topping?
This is just the lamb.
Okay.
So I didn't bring the whole ramen thing. I just wanted you to try the lamb because it was really, really simple, and I'm going to do like a little recipe video for it. But I actually thought... It's so simple, but it's so crazy because you literally just do... it's like garlic, cumin seeds, peppercorns, chili, and a bit of MSG, and that just rubbed over the lamb and then slow cooked for like 4 hours. But I think it tastes pretty good. So
this smells so nice. I'm going in.
I'm looking at Sophie. Sophie here that works for Mob. Other Sophie, Sophie too, and she's a vegan, so she probably doesn't want to eat some of this lamb. But I can see her eyeing it up.
That
I can see a bit of drool hanging
gorgeous.
Down.
Gorgeous.
I'm tucking in. I just... nearly blew on the microphone to cool down the...
My friend Martha gets really pissed off at me because I blow on all of my food, cold or hot. And she's like, Sophie, why are you blowing
on it?
Ice cream.
What do you do when it comes to cold sauce?
Oh, God, my brain's too confused. I can't even tell you. Blowing, sucking in, who knows? Oh, bit of both.
Lamb is the best meat.
Lamb's a good
lamb
meat.
Lamb is really good.
I love lamb.
It's got a lovely heat.
I've had some. Give some to Toby.
What's the spice in this?
Cumin seeds. I basically... cumin seeds and chili.
Okay,
but then black peppercorns. I toasted the black peppercorns. You know how when you toast black pepper, Like, it really brings out the heat as opposed to... It's a different kind of heat, isn't it? It's not like a spicy heat. It's just like a hot heat.
It's kind of magic what toasting a black pepper
does. It's quite like an authentic... Did you think I was going to throw up? I
literally just looked at Michael. He was trying to hold in a cough or something. He looked like he was going to throw up. I was like, fuck,
wow,
what
am that's
I done?
Delicious. I love lamb. Whoa, delicious. Great. Wow, no, that is really good.
What did you have for dinner last night, Michael?
So I'm actually going to skip yesterday because yesterday was boring. Day before, Lucas, who I've slagged off before on this podcast... took me, as a lovely guy, works for Mob Kitchen. He's a colleague of mine in my day job.
And he looks exactly like your twin
brother.
They dress
the same.
And he looks and dresses like me. Actually, my housemates saw photos that I posted from the event and couldn't work out whether they were photos of me or him, which is a bit worrying. But anyway, took me for pizza. But it turns out that Lucas has actually been playing all three of us. And I'd just like to talk about this for a second because I thought that I was... Lucas is like, hey, Michael, I'd love to take you for pizza. I've been invited to this thing. Brilliant. And then turns out...
I've got two dates with him lined up.
I know, it's outrageous.
I've got just the one.
I know. He's playing us. I think he wants to get on the podcast.
I just absolutely love how he sent me a Google invite. Like, I find that to be such a funny thing because I've got a paper diary. Like, anything that I've got coming up, I write it down in a paper diary. I don't like this whole, like,
I'm with you
planning
on
your stuff on a Google thing.
I loved it. I didn't even bat an eyelid when he sent me mine.
Yeah, no, I batted several. I was literally just like,
if you're playing lots of people, you've got to have an organised calendar.
Well,
you
you're
can't
right,
keep
you're
track.
Right. He thought he could get away with it. Little did he realise that all three of his charming dates actually
are on the same podcast.
A bit of a mouthful podcast.
This is like the beginning of John Tucker Must Die.
Fucking hell. That's a great film.
Fucking great
that,
film.
I actually would put that on the same level as Mean Girls in terms of chick flicks.
I've never seen it.
Are you joking?
What, Mean Girls?
No, John Tucker Must Die.
Okay, it's watch great. It tonight and then we can plot our revenge on Lucas.
Perfect. Actually got the creepy guy from You in it.
Oh,
yeah,
I love
Penn,
him.
Penn Badgley.
Penn Badgley.
Before he was Dan from Gossip Girl, he was
that
the
spoil
other Tucker.
It.
Cool.
But yeah, anyway, we went to a place called... we were talking about my dinner. A new place, Peckham Levels, called 81 Pizzeria. It was great. Had some cocktails, had some pizza. It was tasty. And it wasn't... I don't think it was sourdough pizza. I think it was just Neapolitan style. Good pizza. Except there was one pizza that was just... Didn't really... It was basically an onion ragu as the sauce. And then like pulled beef. And it was like all of the different elements of it were delicious. But it was just way too savoury and way too like fatty for
what
a pizza.
What was it called?
The pizza.
Yeah. Did it have like
I can't
a weird
remember.
Name.
I probably can find out. But it was, yeah, it did have a bit of a weird
name.
It was
just like a beef and onion pizza.
It was it was basically a beef and onion pizza. The other pizza was delicious. And actually there was some really good, there was one with burrata, just a ball of burrata on it.
Oh, fire,
like a
vibe. Yeah.
But I just don't, in line with our previous conversations about pizza, I don't think a gravy base is really much. You need that.
A gravy base?
Yeah, it was like a gravy base.
I want
it
a tomato or a white base, but not a,
yeah, we've discussed this. If you know, to quote, I don't know if I actually said this.
To quote myself.
To quote myself on whichever podcast it was where we did discuss barbecue-based pizza, if you actually eat barbecue-based pizza and enjoy it, switch this podcast off. Stop listening to us.
Well,
these my
to,
words
well,
aren't for you.
Case,
Michael's
off. Your pop, Michael.
Get your coat.
Oh, no.
Well, there we go. That's what we had for dinner last night. And I think, it's time for Sophie Says.
You need to get it off your chest.
Get it off your chest and hear what Sophie says.
Last week, we asked you guys what your housemates were doing that was really pissing you off in the kitchen. And the responses were so juicy that I had to do it one more time. We got so many good responses last time, even more good responses this time. A lot of you have some very strange people that you live with, I have to say.
You've all come across as weird.
Well, not you, but your housemates. I'm not sure about your housemates. I think you might need to change up who you're living with, basically. So, Ellie, this one's weird. In shared halls, I caught a flatmate using a dustpan and brush to clean the toasty maker.
That is genius. Was it brand new?
I mean, only if it was brand new would it be genius. If it had, you know, like all the nasty fluff.
I feel like they wouldn't have sent it in if it was brand new. I feel like this person's basically got an old toasty maker and an old dustpan and brush. They're using the janky dustpan and brush to clean the janky toasty maker. And they're probably thinking,
oh, it gets hot enough to kill the bacteria.
No, I don't. That kind of shit doesn't really bother me, honestly.
What? Just all the shit. No, I think like
dry dirt on dry things
on toasties.
It just doesn't bother me.
But think of the fluffiness in your toastie. Your cheese coagulates, and you get all
yeah,
that fluff
fine.
Inside the cheese. You get a lovely cheese.
I'm kind roll. Of like yeah, I'm OCD. I like things to be ordered, but I don't care how
yeah,
many
but
germs
I only,
are on them.
I usually use like a fucking dustpan and brush to clean up like a smashed glass,
broken
or
glass.
Something.
That's what
so
it comes
if you're
to,
like,
isn't
yeah, you're yeah, cleaning yeah. the toasty thing, it's just a small shard of glass. I'm not going to lie, like you can make the best cheese toasty ever with like any lovely toasty making machine, but if you're cleaning it with a dustpan and brush, the tiniest shard of glass has got in that
yeah,
toasty.
Imagine
that's
it.
Bad.
Oh no, I've made the best toasty in the world, but now my tongue's bleeding.
All I'm saying
everywhere.
Is, at least it's not a mop. A mop would really upset me. That would fuck me off a lot.
Yeah, I feel like that's
wet,
that's,
wet
well,
dirt.
That's
yeah, yeah,
by,
wet.
Really.
See, wet. I don't mind dry
wet
dirt.
Is,
wet dirt can
wet
piss
dirt's
off.
Worse than
yeah,
dry
that's
dirt.
That's my
worse,
hot take.
Sure.
Wet dirt is dirty as hell.
But this isn't a hot take. This is Sophie
oh,
says.
Oh God, sorry, Sophie. Sorry.
Was Ellie, I don't know. I mean, I hope you aren't friends with this person anymore because I don't like the sound of them.
What advice are we supposed to give? Like, should they stay friends with them?
Well, actually,
I
suppose
it's more just like a bitching session.
It kind of begs the question as well, like whether if it's their toasty machine. Then they can do whatever they want with it.
Well, she said the toasty maker, which
if
maybe
it's a communal
it
toasty making machine, that person should not be allowed to live with other people. They should live on their own and probably will do for a very long time.
So I deduce from this that they're no longer friends because she calls her a flat. I say her, maybe it was a man. She calls them.
Probably was a man.
It probably
definitely
was.
Sounds
actually,
like
no,
kind of chat
actually,
would do.
I think that. Sometimes.
Ooh. This is going to be
where are we
very
going
controversial.
With this, Michael?
Male housemates.
Yep.
Are less dirty than female housemates.
That was okay. Not my experience at university.
Really? Actually, oh, no, I don't know. I might actually not believe that at all.
I don't know.
No, actually, let's not.
I lived
that.
With five women and four men.
Okay.
And I mean, all these men are reformed and are really good at cleaning now.
Nice.
But two of them were not great at it. And
actually,
the women
I completely,
were all very considerate.
Yeah.
I thought that girls would always be tidier than guys. Until I lived with shout out Anna Morris, if you're listening to this,
sort your life out.
You make a mess, young lady.
This is actually
a
really good
a
platform.
Mess.
I have a few people I'd like to shout out. For making messes. No, I lived in a house of 12 at university. 12 people.
I lived in 10.
I don't even
and I
have that many people
long.
That I like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't like any of them.
Oh my.
No, no,
oh.
I did. It was great. It was brilliant.
Do you still live
but
with some of them?
There were. I mean, that's messy. Everyone just needs to leave one thing. And then it's suddenly a 10.
Yeah, exactly. Like 12 forks.
Yeah, 12 forks.
Covered
imagine
in
that.
Different jam.
But no, actually, having a think about that living situation, I think the guys were definitely worse than the girls.
Mm. Yeah.
I think guys go either way, though. It's either like they don't give a shit at all yeah. or they
obsessive.
Really obsessed
yeah.
with cleanliness.
So
where do you think I sat on that?
I imagine you're in the cleanliness
I've seen
pile.
Your bedroom. And it is
a palace.
Pretty, it's pretty
a bloody
tidy.
Palace it is.
Yeah. Sophie, what do we say then about that? What's Sophie saying?
I say, get rid of them. I imagine you have already, but yeah, that sounds like... Although maybe in adulthood, they're less slovenly than they were then.
Well, adults don't use toasty makers.
That's true. Another one, which I think was very applicable to student living situations. I know that this was definitely prime drama in my student house. Replacing stolen food with cheap alternatives. I don't want supermarket own brand when I had Lloyd Grossman.
Yes, that is okay. So shitty.
That happened all the time. Did this happen in your houses?
No. People don't steal my shit. Absolutely. It's a complete
no-no. We had
no-no.
A mystery that went on for, I think, about 5 years where one of my housemates had bought me as a treat pip and nut, coconut and almond butter.
Right.
And I went home for a weekend and came back and there was a tablespoon left in the jar.
Oh,
I hadn't
no.
even opened the seal.
And then to say sorry, they bought you a bounty bar.
No one confessed to doing it. Oh. But a few weeks later at the pub, my friend, who I won't name because he won't like it, he had a new girlfriend who was talking to one of my other housemates.
Loose lips,
and they
ships.
Said, how's it going? And she said, oh, great. So-and-so makes me this very delicious porridge in the morning. There's some kind of coconutty butter
wow.
in there. And he didn't confess until last year. This was in 2015.
Were you really...
Very good friends.
What's his name?
No, don't do it.
Don't
Come
do
on,
it.
Don't
do
ruin
it.
A friendship.
Do it, go on.
I'll, I'll give you a pretend name. Andrew.
Oh, Andrew. Wait, so Philip. Did you keep Bloody pressing Andrew. Him to tell you?
Yeah, we kept pressing him and he wouldn't confess. He confessed last year after 5 years of pressure.
I don't mind people stealing my stuff as long as I don't notice. Like that's...
Yeah, if you can steal, that's as long the as you rule, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, if you steal my stuff and I never notice, then keep doing it. Take but if I notice, I will be pissed.
You're in trouble.
You are. And if I, especially if I notice... No, the worst is when it's the last one.
Oh, yeah.
Bananas.
Oh, my
bananas.
God.
I hate people stealing bananas. Actually, I do it sometimes, so apologies. But it's okay when I do it. But I hate, you know, because I like a slightly brown banana. I don't like a green banana.
Nice thing.
And I will time my banana purchases so I have the perfect banana every day.
Yeah.
And if someone takes one, that completely ruins my schedule. I then have to go to the supermarket, find green bananas.
The supermarket, they're not going to have the perfect one.
No,
they're normally
not.
A bit too green, and you're not going to be able to eat it today.
It's actually kind of obsessive how like anal I am about when I buy bananas.
I'm equally, because I go through stages where I have like for 3-4 days in a row, I have like a banana and blueberry smoothie. Mm-hmm. And so I will do exactly the same thing, like get the bananas, and you know when one's like perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's one that's a little bit green, so you're looking at me, all right, buddy, you're going to be okay in a couple of days. I'll have you last. I'll save you for the end. And my fucking housemate, Tom, has actually on several occasions eaten my bananas, and I've been a bit upset.
Yeah.
But you just reminded me of the thing with it being the last thing. When I was at uni, I lived with a guy called George, really, really good mate of mine. Like, we're still really, really good mates. And the angriest that I've ever seen, probably anyone ever, was he had a 4-pack of Stella in the fridge, right? And we were hanging out, and one of my mates was like, oh, do you want to come to this party? And I was like, yeah, all right, cool. You know, if you're at uni or whatever, you're going to walk to a party, you kind of want to have something to drink on the walk there. So he'd had a couple of these beers, and I think he was quite pissed. And it was all a bit of a misunderstanding, but basically I said, oh yeah, you know, can I take a beer? Or I think he was about to go off to bed. I was like, oh yeah, can I take a beer? He was like, oh yeah, help yourself, whatever. Kind of forgot.
Help yourself.
He said, help yourself.
Yeah.
I think that's probably how it went.
That's
but
what I
he
heard.
definitely said, okay, like it's fine.
Yeah.
But he didn't realise clearly that it was the last pint can of Stella Artois in the fridge. Okay, so I go downstairs and I'm thinking it's the last one, but he did definitely say it's okay, so it's fine, whatever. And it's still skeptical. We don't know really what happened. The words, where it went. Anyway, I went off on my walk. I drank my can of Stella, George's can of Stella, my can of Stella, because he said it was mine.
It was yours.
And then I got to the party, had a lovely evening, whatever, the next day. So George gets up to go to rugby training the next day. He's had a knackering time, like been playing rugby. I'm sat there on the sofa. I'm really hungover. And George comes in his rugby gear. I'm like, oh, right, George, how you doing? He's like, oh, mate, I'm absolutely shagged. Like, I'm just going to have a beer and chill out. And I was obviously, really hungover. It didn't cross my mind, whatever. And he opens the fridge and he looks in the fridge and I just see his face like completely, like a grey cloud full of acid rain has just landed above his head and he's just drops. He's like, Will, do you know where my beer is?
Oh my God.
Wait, did he not remember? Mate, what do you mean? My last Stella. Sorry, what do you mean your last Stella? I saved one Stella in the fridge last night for after rugby today. I saved it. I was like, I think you said I could have that. I fucking didn't. I think you'd basically it was like the most unpleasant like 12 minutes of like he was clearly like in a bad mood because he had been playing rugby or whatever. He was absolutely knackered. Just when you really want like a really refreshing drink, just to sit down. Where, so I could see why the rage was there, but I'm still convinced that he said that I could have it. But he went fucking apoplectic for about 10 minutes.
Did he go to the shop?
No, he wasn't flipping shit over. I think I can't remember. I think I was too hungover to go and buy him beers, but I think I did end up buying him some more beers.
Were they pint Stellas?
They were pint can Stellas, perfectly ice cold. I mean, if I in my head was like, I'm knackered, I can't wait to have a lovely, lovely pint of delicious Belgian lager. It's Belgian, isn't it?
Something like that.
Yeah. I would be so upset if it wasn't there when I thought it was there and I'd spent 3 hours longing for it. But
I guess you just, in that situation, if you're really upset, you just have to be like, you have to go to the shop now and get me a beer.
Yeah.
The words help yourself have landed me into a lot of hot water in the past. I remember once.
Where are we going with this?
My friends. My friends literally bought a packet of Oreos, said, I'm having a shower, help yourself. Came out of the shower, they were all gone. I'd eaten every single one of them.
It's not possible. It's like Oreos, Pringles.
Well, hang on, how fucking many of them were there in the first
I think the question is, how long was he in the shower
help
for?
Yourself is one thing, but finishing the entire
Yeah, I don't care. If you say the words, help yourself to me, then I will help myself. And I wanted to help myself to the entire pack. What's next?
Should we do one more?
Why not? Yeah.
This is one that I feel really strongly about. This was submitted by one of our very own.
What?
A Sophie KT. And she says, putting knives in the dishwasher.
Sharp knives.
Yeah. But to be honest, this annoyance for me extends to, I mean, I'm going really personal here.
Peelers.
Sorry, Soph.
Peelers.
Big pans.
Graters.
Non-stick things. Graters. In my mind, dishwashers are for plates, mugs, glasses, cutlery. End of story.
No bowls?
Anything else? Oh, bowls. Sorry, yeah, bowls.
See,
semantics.
I actually don't really...
I thought you were going to have her on the ropes there, Michael.
I actually don't love bowls. I don't love bowls in the dishwasher.
Well, they take up a lot of room
and they don't wash that well.
That's the thing with the dishwasher. If you're putting a chunky pan in there, you're taking up the space of maybe 8 plates.
I am actually seething right now. Like, this is getting me so, so upset.
Is dishwasher etiquette important to you?
So important. Yeah. It's not that hard just to do it nicely. Mm. It's like, just put it... Honestly, that's lovely, that looks so good, that's so nicely and ordered.
Do you rearrange it with the drying up? I bet you do.
No, I don't. The reason why I'm so angry right now is it's all like it's bottled up.
I've trained myself
just to stay quiet. Just while we're on the subject, glasses do not dry nicely if you just put them down on a work surface upside down.
You're right.
There needs to be air for the thing to dry and not stink.
Do you know what's even worse?
They get
putting
janky.
It the right way up so it's just filled with stagnant water.
No, you're right. I've not had a dishwasher at my flat for the past whatever years, but I just had a massive sink. When it comes to dishwasher etiquette, I can't really...
You're out the loop.
I thought of a new content strand for our Instagram. Every time I see any of these things happen in my house, I'm just going to put a photo on the story.
Yeah, do it.
I'm just going to do it.
Do it.
No, I was going to say, I think that we should use our Instagram as a helpline for people whose housemates are fucking them off.
No, we should.
Because I think all of us we're quite enraged by all that we've heard today and really feel for you. So if you're having problems, just send us a message. Send us a picture. We will respond.
Have some hot... I mean, that was basically a big pile of hot takes, but Will's going to urinate, and in the meantime, run the jingle. A steaming hot pile of food-based takes. Okay, so it is time for a steaming hot puddle of... Steaming hot puddle of takes. Is that what it's called?
I thought it was just called a steaming hot puddle of takes, not a steaming hot puddle of a steaming hot puddle of takes.
Something like that. It's just gone a bit more meta. I think that there are too many food Instagrams.
I agree.
Yeah. I just think there are too many.
No,
I think
literally completely.
There are too many.
Completely agree.
And I am one of them, and I'm sorry, world.
I'd also like to apologise.
just think of all that server space that's just filled with food photos that no one really cares about.
Okay, but what about if it's your job and you're doing it for your job?
If you're doing it for your
job,
it's fine.
What about that, Michael?
And if you're... Oh, my God.
So you just don't want people to have food Instagram hobbies?
No, I don't really mind. Both my sisters have food Instagrams.
Apologise to your sisters.
No, I don't think I'm saying it because I don't like their food Instagrams, but it's just there's when you don't know someone and you see they've got a food Instagram, it's a bit jarring.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, maybe this isn't a fun enough hot take. It's just one that we all agree with.
I don't know. Before I set up my food Instagram, I was very worried that I might come across like a massive bellend, but then I realized that I probably didn't need the food Instagram for that. So I just thought, fuck it, I may as well carry on.
I'm jealous, maybe. Maybe it's because I can't have a food Instagram.
It's people putting their passion out there. It's nice.
Yeah, that's the thing. Maybe I'm just being a bit... I'm a hater.
What's your passion, Michael? Yeah, what would you make an Instagram about that was a hobby?
Musicals.
High School Musical fan page.
I would...
High School Musical memes or Pokemon memes. That would be my two...
Poker memes.
I like
Poker
it.
Memes.
I'd be into watching reels and IGTV videos of you coming out of musicals that you'd just seen.
And being my God, I thought I wasn't going to like it, but those songs are so catchy. And also that motif. Yeah, oh my God.
I'd love you and your sisters
to recreate moments in musicals and mouth the lyrics.
I think, maybe this is a good opportunity for me to find, because I can create content. Yeah. But I'm so scared to do it because I do. I'm scared of
the
judgment.
You're scared to put yourself out
you
there.
You're scared to put Michael.
And maybe I just need to. I need the public backing to start something. So maybe it would be, I don't know, reviewing
musicals.
Yeah, fine.
Just go Tick for it.
But like how you cook food. So it'll be like a play and then me cut out on a green screen. Oh, I like this bit. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
Stop. Can I just stop you? Obviously, this is a recording that I've got on my phone legally of the entire musical that lasted over 3 hours with an interval. At various points, you're going to see me popping up on a green screen. Stop. It actually makes the whole thing an extra 2 hours longer.
Are you crying? Because I bloody am. And actually, I don't hate food Instagrams. I just hate myself.
Oh.
Oh no.
But what we'll do actually, I think
really upsetting.
I think to say sorry for my horrible hot take, we can also start shouting out some of our favourite food Instagrams, give people a bit of a leg up.
Oh, okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah. This is my apology. Yeah, like I've said something really offensive, there's been outrage and now I'm apologizing.
Okay, I've got a shout out. Bonnie Does Food.
Oh yeah.
I'd like to shout out Bonnie Does Food. I think that's the handle. She's insane. Like she makes great food. She hasn't done much in a while, but she's just great. Like,
I'm going to shout out at Sladden Eats and at Whatcath Bakes because they're my sisters.
I thought that I didn't take it. I forgot that you said your sisters had it, so I thought that actually what you've done
I have my own
say
one.
You hate them, but you have actually got one and you're
this
trying to
you
there's so
really
much fucking
it.
Competition for my food Insta.
Sophie, you have one, Sophie. Have you got to shout out?
Oh, who's my favourite? I just love Rosie McKean, Pasta Queen. Who came to the studio recently, and she's great, and her content has always been.
Wait, isn't she? She's just like a really, really incredible.
She's a food stylist, but her Instagram is filled with very inspirational pasta dishes.
But then you both agreed with me that there are too many food Instagrams.
No, there are too many food Instagrams.
There's a lot
because there's so, you know, there are too many of them. But I think people use them in different ways. Like the only reason I set up my account was to document what I was making. It was never to like get loads of followers.
Yeah, that's true.
And there are a lot of accounts out there that set up food Instagram accounts to try and get
big interesting. It's the intention that matters.
Where, yeah, I think 100%. It does matter. And then
I started mine definitely with no intent to have loads of followers. I started mine when I was at uni and started, Why Jella when I was.
Do you have any tips? This is interesting stuff. Do you guys have any tips for budding? Okay, no? Yes?
Well, I mean, I did it for years. I had a hobby food Instagram and kind of worked in food but didn't really seriously work on my Instagram until probably a year ago, and I got a job at Mob when I had maybe like 1,500 followers. Get a job at Mob and you'll have crazy growth. You just gotta like plug away at it, cook food that you really like, natural light,
natural
that's really
light.
The key to nice food pictures is natural light,
natural
so do that
nice.
And you don't need any fancy camera equipment, editing equipment. Most phones have good cameras. Mm-hmm. Just cook food that you like, do funny personable captions, natural light.
Perfect.
That's you're good to go.
Damn, what a wonderful, this hot take has just turned into a lovely, beautiful
masterclass.
It's
got a bit wholesome, hasn't it?
Yeah, all right, come on, give us something more angry.
Okay, I've got an angry one. Will's not going to like it. I've been arguing with Seema about this all week.
Will's got too many food Instagrams.
No, my hot take is that sweet potatoes are not as nice as regular potatoes, and I'm sick of people pretending that they are.
I'm
not angry about that, but I don't think that people pretend that
sweet potato fries are better than regular chips.
Do people think they're healthier?
They're healthier.
They do,
think they're healthier. That's what it is.
But regular potatoes have loads of other health benefits, and all sweet potatoes are filled with sugar.
We just all got distracted by
the microwave. Distracted us again.
Ding.
Ding.
Should we just put the microwave on at the beginning of each podcast?
And then we're like,
we'll just stop.
I think that sweet potato fries, because of the way that they're made with that like cornstarch slurry that makes them really, really crispy and delicious with the salt on the outside, they are a really, really nice thing. But the only thing that you can do with a sweet potato that beats potentially like an average chip is the sweet potato fry. But like a normal potato is so much more versatile than...
Curly fries are better than sweet potato fries every day of the week.
Agree.
Don't agree.
Strong agree.
Curly.
The
why
seasoning,
aren't all
the
fries
texture?
Curly fries?
Well, for a start, curly fries are totally unnatural.
What do you mean?
No, none of God's great vegetables should be that shape.
What, the curly fry?
It's basically just curly small, fry chunky courgette made so with potatoes. Will.
Yeah, that's incredible.
A curly fry, they're
What's
fine.
Happened is humans, as always, have intervened with nature and made something better than was there before.
Yeah, that's exactly how we ended up with a nuclear bomb. I'm not being funny. I think I don't...
Look, we can't compare every single man-made creation to the bomb.
Well, we can if we try.
Oh, we did.
Sweet potatoes are just cloying. Regular potatoes are fluffy and lovely and buttery and sweet potatoes get stuck in your mouth and they're
When you say this stuff, it actually changed my mind. You changed my mind, Sophie, when you
really?
Talk about you sound like it's the end of the conversation.
You know, this is what happens when you've got loads
this
of
This is your auntie speaking.
are you telling us off? I didn't say anything. It wasn't even me.
No, it's when you've got a really big family, you've got to fight your corner really, really well all
Oh
the
my
time.
God, the Y bird. How many of you are there? Five sisters.
I have four sisters.
So five of you.
Five girls.
Oh my God.
I'm the quietest.
That's chaotic. No way.
Yeah.
Really?
That's chaotic.
Yeah, I'm the quiet one.
Arguments around the dinner table? Was that a feature of
I once
the
chucked
household?
A jug of water at my little sister's head across the dinner
entire
table.
Jug?
An entire jug of water.
Was it glass?
It was a plastic jug, she said something, it really pissed me off. She must have been 11 and I was 16. Oh. And I picked up a whole jug of water and I chucked it at her face.
Nice.
It was very Desperate Housewives. I was watching too much TV at that time.
Yeah, my parents used to get... I mean, we've spoken about Harry Potter before, but they used to say that whenever me or my sisters would read Harry Potter, we'd all get, like, complexes and, like, storm around the house as though we were, like, some mistreated orphan that had magical powers. But, Michael, you've been reading Harry Potter again? It's like, I have. I'm sorry.
It's gonna be done.
There we go. I can't remember what we were talking about.
Sweet potato shit. Agreed.
I don't think sweet potatoes are shit.
So it's two against one. So
sweet potatoes. Are not, sweet
I don't think they're shit. Okay, I just think they're like.
You do.
No, here's I don't. Oh no, I do. I do.
I think
sorry.
We can. Okay, it helps to try and think of the sweet potato in a situation where it performs better than a regular potato. So for me,
which is none.
So for me, a sweet potato curry is always going to be better than a potato curry.
Oh, I really don't agree with that.
Not if the potatoes are prepared well.
Yeah, a buttery potato in a curry, I love.
Yeah, but it's not the
Wait, so you
of the
genuinely
show.
Think sweet potatoes better than potatoes?
No, I don't.
Okay, good.
Michael's getting riled up now.
No,
pissed off.
I think that if we're going to pick one, it's going to be a normal potato, but I think it's important just to, you know, I'm just playing devil's advocate. It's only twats that say that, obviously, but here we are.
It's only meant to LBC this
I
time.
I've thought about it extensively, and I think I do prefer a regular potato in literally every instance.
Okay, I'll take that. So, that's fine.
Case closed.
Sorry, next week, you lost that one.
Next week, I'm bringing in my sweet potato curry.
What is your hot take,
like
then,
it.
Will?
My hot take is that people that go on and on and on and on and on about how much they hate bounty bars are just fucking idiots. Just grow
up. I agree.
Like, bounty bars are actually... I've never been, like, sat there and been like, oh, I'm really in the mood for a bounty bar. But, like, someone's giving you chocolate... Oh, there's only the bounty bars left. Grow up.
Yeah,
just
but what are you
it?
Supposed
nice.
To talk about at a family party if you're not talking about the fact that,
exactly.
oh, I don't want a bounty?
Exactly, that's it.
You got a Malteser truffle.
You're totally right. I think it's been drilled into our breath through things like Gavin and Stacey.
It's like talking about the weather.
Everyone.
It's literally like talking about the weather.
It is. Yeah. It totally is. I mean, for a start, okay, if we're going to go there.
If we're going to talk about the weather. Right? Isn't it a lovely day?
If we're going to go there.
It's not.
Celebrations, right?
Yeah.
Heroes. So much better than celebrations.
Yes.
There's a hot take.
Do you know what
is.
The difference yes. is? Cadbury's Dairy Milk.
Cadbury's. It's the bomb.com. It's just it's the good stuff. Like, I don't... Look, Maltesers are nice. Fine.
Which also, Quality Street is actual
it's
gash.
Yeah, that's roses so are the worst. Don't even get me started on roses.
I don't know when I last had a roses.
Well, when I did, I threw the tin back.
I think
the
I do think
gave me the...
I do actually.
Just
I'm
kidding,
just going to pull
grateful.
Up our producers. I can see. Steve's got his camera off. Steve, you probably love Quality Street. Is he nodding? I feel like it's an old person thing. No.
You just called Steve.
Oh, he's looking angry.
You called Steve.
Oh, boo! I've been booed. He's walked off. Oh my God, he's gone. No, Steve, I'm sorry. I'm going to get shouted at.
There's Doc
chocolate.
Oh no,
the podcast is going to be cancelled. Yeah, well, great hot take. Bounties. I mean, I don't mind them.
I just think they're fine.
Yeah.
I think
quite
that what's
like
the
them.
Point in
yeah,
why
just
are
don't be
so
such a baby
people
about
are
it.
So strongly
but people just,
opinionated.
People,
about
like,
them.
Honestly, to their core, they're just self, you know, they don't have much confidence. They just want to crack a joke that everyone's going to laugh at. And Will, not all of us can have hit comedy Instagrams. Sometimes people's it's all they've got is the bounty chat. Yeah. Oh, yeah, bounty. That's shit. That's all they've got. Yeah. So I think what we hate is the fact that the schooling system in the UK doesn't give people the belief to express themselves. Yeah. so all they can talk
can
about
can you imagine
bounties.
The
hell
fucking
yeah.
outrage if someone turned around and you're eating a box of celebrations and went like, oh, there's only galaxy truffles left over. Oh my God, I can't believe the same level of outrage that people apply to bounties, but with like any of the other chocolates, people would just be like, that's weird.
Yeah.
But it's because, as
get
you said, it's so deeply ingrained into British
culture.
Society.
Yeah.
Yeah, schools teach us to be kinder to ourselves and also to be kinder to bounties.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Nice.
Well, I think it's perfect time for us to be shown stuff. To tell each other things about them.
Can I sniff
the
stuff?
Sniff them.
Can
you
I sniff the stuff? Okay,
let's
cool.
smell.
Chomp and tell and smell.
So after everyone was slagging off sweet corn earlier, I thought I'd bring us some sweet corn.
See, I have no problem with corn on the cob. Can I just get that? I'm
yeah.
just talking about
yeah,
sweet
yeah,
corn.
No,
I hate sweet corn, but I don't mind corn on the cob.
Yeah, corn on the cob
is well tasted.
So what we have today is we've got something called elotes, which is Mexican street corn. It's like a street food they sell all over Mexico. It's basically corn on the cob that's been grilled, and then it's been rubbed with a mixture of mayonnaise, sour cream, queso fresco, which is like a crumbly Mexican cheese. It's kind of
is
like feta.
Is that what this is, or is this feta?
So I've put feta on it because yeah. Mexican cheese is quite hard to find.
How do you eat it?
So with your fingers,
with your
Michael.
Mouth. Okay, nice.
With your fingers. So yeah, you got
wait,
corn.
I want to take a photo of you, Sophie, holding okay. it because that's what everyone wants.
Okay. I'll...
Do we cover it in lime juice first?
Look at that. Yeah, yeah probably. Is it like a, it's a bit like tequila, but sweet corn.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So yeah, you've got a corn on the cob that's been rubbed in a mix. It's been grilled till it's nice and charred, then rubbed in a mayonnaise, sour cream, feta, lime, coriander, chili powder situation.
Yes.
And everyone's just going to get stuck
yes,
in
sir.
Now.
Yes, sir. I'm going to... I'll let Will go ahead and I'll just fill the dead air with... maybe I could sing a little song.
It's that first bite is like absolutely... so tasty.
Really? Well, I'm going to go in for a bite. If you talk while I bite, I think this is, we just need
yeah.
to
the sweet corn.
Tell them why it's
I'll
nice.
Try and
yeah, why
it.
Is it nice?
So the sweet corn's obviously really sweet. Did you say there's paprika on it?
I put a tiny bit on.
Yeah.
But there isn't normally paprika on it.
Okay.
It's right, I'm back up from my first
love,
bite.
I love
it's normally just chili powder.
That is incredibly delicious.
It's
can
really
you please
nice.
Describe what was the cheese?
So queso fresco is a Mexican, quite mild, crumbly cheese that's quite hard to find here. So I've just used feta instead, which is actually more salty and stronger than queso fresco is.
But because the sweet corn is so sweet, I don't think it matters too much. It's
yeah,
like
it kind of works.
Balances.
I am covered with food. That's my only criticism.
Yeah, it's messy. It's like you're kind of pissed at the
I
barbecue
wish,
and you don't care kind
I
of
I wish
food.
We had those little, you know, those tiny little forks that go in the end of
oh
corn
my God,
the
little green screws you put in the end.
Mm. Also,
oh,
I really hate having
the
moustache
those.
Right now because I feel like... It's
I know.
Mayonnaise everywhere.
Shout out to the moustachios.
Shout out to the
moustache me too.
Big up the boys with the beards and tashes.
I feel like I went really European with all the show and tell and smell food for the first few weeks, and I've decided I'm leaving them behind for
yes.
a bit and taking a tour of the world.
Honestly, the Europeans have had way too much
you've
attention over the
years.
You've
gone full Brexit.
Brilliant.
In a way.
I mean, I guess
we're establishing trade
deals.
No, no, almost the opposite. No.
We're establishing trade deals.
Honestly, the international interest in this segment, Mexico, literally the government were on the line, get some Mexican cheese on this.
Yeah. They do care.
They do care.
When
my face is covered in sauce.
Yeah, Michael and Will both have moustaches.
Oh,
and
do
I
you
don't,
know,
so I'll
I,
be laughing.
I feel like there's a shout-out coming on for Mexican food in London.
Mexican
yeah,
food
on.
In London.
Bredos tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah, really nice.
Nice.
El Pastor in Borough Market, really nice. There's a place in Surrey Quays I've not been, which is supposed to be the best, called La Chingada, which I really want to try. Tacos Padre, people rave about.
I absolutely... love Mexican food, but again, as you said, like I feel like having not been to Mexico, I probably don't know the first thing about Mexican food.
But I mean,
I think London's been slow on the uptake as yeah. well for Mexican food, as I imagine the rest of the UK
I
has.
I think
as
it's
well.
My favorite. Indian and Mexican are my favorite cuisines
to cook. Or
there's
just
so
eat.
Much
no,
to
eat,
them
to eat. Yeah, amazing.
Well, you know, I mean, this is a fun fact, vaguely related to Mexican food. Or just kind of like food from South America in general. So chilies and tomatoes are not native to Asia at all. They're native to South America. So that's where spicy food originates. And then chilies only ended up in South Asia and Southeast Asia as a result of, you know, European colonization to South America.
Was it
and
not
then
birds?
Yeah, the birds took a little chili seed and took it all the way and popped it down in the field in
they do
Calcutta.
That though, don't they? That is a thing.
No, you wouldn't believe the shit that birds get up to, honestly.
You sound like Kumar. He's obsessed with
I thought you just sounded
activities.
A bit like a rowdy David Attenborough.
This is the only time I'll promote another podcast. Go type in Our Time Bird Migration. You know, it's one of the only things that science just can't explain. They have no fucking idea how birds know where to go. No one knows. Think about that.
This is actually so tasty. Like, I don't think I've certainly never had tastier corn on the cob. How much of it is around my face?
5%.
5%? Is that it?
5% of your face is covered.
Oh my God, it's absolutely delicious. It's so
can we get a recipe? Actually, why aren't we fucking... There's so many things we could do for you, the lovely listener, that we're just not doing.
Go, we'll get
recipes, we'll pop a recipe up for this. Pictures.
I'll do a recipe for this.
Tagging your mates while we slag them off online. Mm. All of those things.
Okay, as you listen to this, the afternoon that you're listening to this, I will pop a picture of this online and I will give you the recipe. Mm. You're welcome.
As a consummate professional, though, I will carry on. Although Will is really just tucking in.
I'm just
in.
Tucking my
I've only
I'm
had
sorry.
Like two bites. I'm just going to wait till later.
I would love to know about crunch time.
It's time for the crunch.
It's crunch time.
Shall I start with the crunch?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What are we looking at?
Okay.
May I try one, actually?
You may. So, this week's crunch time comes from nostalgia on the crisp front. I've never eaten these crisps before, but the reason I have these crisps, which are called Vyshki Zimnatshki, I got them from the Polish deli, and I'm not going to... The gentleman did tell me...
Vyshka Zimnatshki Wydzonka, is what you're trying to say.
The gentleman did tell me how to pronounce it.
Do you speak Polish?
Unfortunately,
no, I just made
that
up. Apologies for any offence caused.
And these are, based on the picture, ham-flavoured crisps. Now, the reason I brought these in is because what I really wanted to bring in were jamon-flavoured ruffles, which are the ones that you get on holiday, and they are the ham-flavoured...
Delicious.
They're so good.
Do you know what these taste more like? And
paprika.
I fucking love it. No, they taste like smoky bacon Walkers.
They do a
they
bit.
Used to get in the meat multi-packs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they do.
The roast like chicken, that. The smoky bacon, and there was maybe like a barbecue beef one or something.
Are these veggie? Because lots of bacon flavoured things are.
I think they are actually totally veggie. They do have English.
I've completed frazzles. Is that what they're called?
No. Yeah, they're like frazzles.
They have got bacon powder.
This is an outstanding crisp, Will. Actually... I'm really happy with this.
They're good crisps, aren't they? So they're really nice. They've got a big picture of some nice ham. Well, bacon, actually. I thought it looked a bit like ham, but it is what it is. And then for sippy sips on crunch time this week, I've bought in some rum that was sent to me by a company called Sly Dog. They make spiced rum.
Yeah, makes sense. Checks out.
Yeah. And it's their branding's really, really cool. They've got these two kind of like creepy eyes, which are obviously meant to be like the Sly Dog's eyes, I suppose. And it's a quality spiced Caribbean rum with real bite, made for party animals like Michael.
Woo-hoo! Do you know what it is today, by the way, guys?
Going crazy.
It's payday.
Yes!
And it's Friday. And it's the week, it's bank holiday weekend. This is what
We're
I live
going
for, guys.
Crazy.
This is, was this for party animals?
It's for party animals.
Count me in.
Yeah, Michael is the guy.
So cheers
I thought we could try it together on the beginning of this bank holiday weekend. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers, everyone.
And you know, if you're listening to this and it's an appropriate time to crack open a little drink, then I think maybe you should.
And
probably
yourself.
Wednesday morning, but go for it. No judgment.
Okay, let's wrap this up. It's all the Michael and their culinary tips. So fine.
That tastes great.
But it's a bit of a mouthful.
Do you have more things to say?
Well, I just wanted to say how really tasty that is.
And now
this drink is lovely. The crisps are great.
We're having it with Coca-Cola and a squirt of lime in there, single measure.
You can't even tell I'm such a party animal. As soon as the drinks get cracked, I'm off.
No more work for me.
I just think this is a really, really delicious rum. And I've been to Barbados once, and they're quite into their rum over there.
I've been to Barbados twice, but we can just move on.
Well, I've only been once as well. Fuck.
Look at us having a great time. We sit there, we eat
that was our middle-class moment.
We critique it, and we go on holiday to Barbados every now and again. But basically, the Sly Dog rum is really, really nice. Really, really tasty. There's a lot of vanilla going through it. And
very vanilla-y, in a pleasant way.
And you know what? It perfectly complements the bacon crisps.
The flavour's not too overwhelming of the bacon crisps as well. I feel like sometimes meat crisps, they really want to like smack you over the face.
Well, as we discussed in episode one of the podcast, meaty crisps are for blokes.
Yeah, and this one is much nicer for my lady sensibilities, I would say.
Well, thank God. The guys over at McCoy's are going to love that.
I've never seen a Bayesian person and a Polish person together, but it's a marriage that I would love to see.
Yeah.
Based on very little.
And an accent that I'm not going to try and impersonate.
The Bayesian one.
No, I'll say
the word Bayesian as many times. I think Bayesian is a wonderful word. I'll say it as many
Bayesian's
times.
Bayesian's a great word.
And I also love it when people try and say someone from Barbados and they don't know what it is. It's like
Barbadian.
I think it's just Bayesian.
It's Bayesian.
I don't know if it actually is meant to be Bayesian.
It is, isn't it?
I think it is technically Barbadian.
There's a thing called a Bayesian cherry, which is a cherry from Barbados, which is...
Sophie and I have a mutual friend who's from Barbados. So
we do, Georgia Afonso.
Used to be my neighbour. Went to uni with Sophie.
What a coinkydinky smaller world.
Very
exactly.
Weird.
And
hey, Georgia.
On that note, coinkydinky smaller world.
That's a bit of a mouthful.
Happy Wednesday.
What?
I don't know.
What are you on about?
Sophie's had a beer. The rum's gone happy straight Wednesday. To her head.
Don't talk with your mouth full. Unless you're talking about food, in which case it's useful. And that's just what we're about to do. It's all deep with me and Michael, and they're cuddling every tip so vital.
That tastes great.
It's a bit of a mouthful.